And he said, with USA a few weeks ago surprising Dan and hanging tough with Kansas City and actually letting the game slip through their hands, Dan has a new look on USA now. Dan thinks USA will flex their muscles with their running game. Harbor Beach has been struggling against teams with a good running game. But with the Harbor Beach passing game, Dan thinks they will be able to put some points. But in the end, USA will be too much for Harbor Beach, according to Dan Behnke. And he has USA winning the game 28-16, a 12-point victory for the USA Patriots, according to our spotter, Dan Behnke. And moving on to our final, the reigning champion and with a two-game lead, Doug Cole. Doug Cole said, hey, Clark, I have USA winning 34-12 against Harbor Beach. USA's showing against Kansas City a couple weeks ago really impressed me. And Doug believes that Connor Gettle will pick on Harbor Beach's defense not only with his legs, but as we saw, he doesn't have a bad arm as well. Doug Cole expects big games from Walker Foley and Brendan Ballard as well. That's Braylon Ballard. And he has USA winning 34-12, so a 22-point victory for the USA Patriots, according to Doug Cole. So we have spoken all four experts picking the USA Patriots. On the low side, Dan Behnke has USA by 12, Paul P. Adams USA by 14, Doug Cole USA by 22, and Dave Hansen USA by 23. Moving along here, on to our other games. Let's take a place at 8-player football. This is an interesting one and typically a classic rivalry in Deckerville tonight. Morris at 4-0, Deckerville at 4-1, their only loss to Mayville. Deckerville beat Genesee last week 56-36. Morris beat Kingston 57-0. And Morris is averaging 58 points in offense and just 7 on defense in 8-player football. Impressive score.
Yeah, Morris is the real deal. They're the defending state champions and odds-on favorite to maybe win it again in a very stacked region and in a stacked division. They're playing tonight for a share of the NCTL Stars. I think they get it, and they're going to hand Deckerville a pretty handed loss.
I think so, too. You don't usually see Deckerville get beat up too bad, but this is a situation where Morris is the best team in 8-player football, and they will make a statement tonight in Deckerville.
In the NCTL Stars, we have Kingston at 1-4, going against Burton Ashton at 0-4, Genesee at 3-2, at New Haven Merritt, who's 1-4. In the NCTL crossover games, we have Mayville at North Huron. So this is the champions of the Stars and Stripes going up against each other. Mayville looking to go for their first undefeated regular season in school history. In North Huron, the same exact story.
This game has so many playoff implications. The winner of this game likely gets home field throughout the playoffs. Mayville will be in Division I, North Huron in Division II. So this is a huge game. It's a chance to see who's got the better champion, Stars or Stripes. I'm a warrior at heart, but I'm going to go with my head. The Wildcats got Austin Middleton. He is putting up video game numbers. It should be at least a game for a little bit, but Mayville's going to pull away in this one.
I absolutely think North Huron can hang in the game, but how do you stop them? How do you stop that Mayville offense? They've been too good, too powerful, and I think Mayville makes just enough stops to pull away in this game also. I have Mayville winning as well.
Moving on, in another crossover game, we have Flint International House of Pancakes at CPS in Carsonville tonight with 2-3 against 1-4. Caseville at Akron Fairgrove, both teams 0-5. Caseville's last win was September 28th, 2018, just 756 days ago, against Akron Fairgrove. Akron Fairgrove's on a 7-game losing streak. Their last win was Olengage on September 20th of last year.
But this might be the most intriguing game in the thumb tonight. Winner gets in the playoffs. Loser stays home. That's the nature of 2020. Akron Fairgrove in Caseville. Winner gets in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the Vikings in this one, but I wouldn't be surprised either way. But that's a lot of intrigue. These teams got a lot to play for tonight.
They do. It does make it interesting, but they're still both 0-5, and one playoff game is probably all they're going to get. I'll take the home team in that one as well.
I will say, Paul, to go along with you saying that, the positive is, if you're positive, you get quarantined. All right, moving along. We have Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart at 4-1, at Bay City All Saints 3-1. The Catholics of Mount Pleasant going against the Catholics of Bay City. Peck at Ashley. Moving along. In 11-player football, in the non-conference games, we have one game taking place last night. That was in Tawas. Lakers at Tawas, and Lakers snaps a 2-game losing streak after starting out the season 3-0. Tawas has not won a game in 370 days. This game took place last night because they could not find rest for this evening.
That was a big win, regardless of what night it took. Lakers needed something. They got their butts handed to them last week, and they let one slip away against Reese. They really needed something. It didn't matter who they got a win against. It was a big performance, and hopefully this gets Lakers on the right track. Because Lakers has a lot of talent. I still say player for player, the most talented team that we have in Huron County. They could put it together at a moment's notice to make a playoff run. So that hopefully gets them back on the right track.
They're big. They're strong. They should be able to push people around whenever they feel like it. They may not have the speed that we like to see, but they should be able to utilize their strengths and beat most of the teams in this area. That is a big momentum win for them leading into the playoffs.
And our next five games are all Greater Thumb Conference crossover games. We have Cassidy at 5-0 going up against Marlette, who's 3-2. With a win, Marlette would have their best season in 6 years. However, their opponent is Cassidy, going for the first perfect regular season in school history. Reese at 2-3 at Sandusky 5-0. Sandusky, of course, the Greater Thumb East champions. Last undefeated regular season was 2015. They finished up 11-1 in that season. And Reese started out 0-3. They've had two wins, including 23-20 against Lakers.
Yeah, Reese is coming on. I heard that early on from the USA staff. They said Reese has got a lot of talent. It's just a matter of putting it all together. They got their signature win against Lakers, snapped a 9-game losing streak, and followed that up with another win. So, hey, look out for Reese when you get into the playoffs. A two and three. Maybe they're 3-3 at the end of this thing. But once they get into the playoffs, they can make a little noise.
I do have some connections in Sandusky these days, and they did say the tape of Reese is actually quite impressive. They were very surprised that this team has finally put something together with the size of Reese. So I still think Sandusky wins this game, no problem, but Reese might stick around a little longer than people think.
Moving on, Vassar at Brown City, 0-5 against 1-4. Vassar just 2 wins in 3 years. Both have come in the last week of the season. Brown City lost the ugly 12-48 last week. Their only win is against Montebello, 34-0. Bad Axe at Ubley. This is the other interesting game. More than likely we would have been here had that game not been in Ubley for multiple reasons, and mostly due to booth size with social distancing in play. Bad Axe at 4-1, Ubley at 3-2. Bad Axe, the Greater Thumb West co-champs, the first time since 1995.
I'm a believer. I saw the Hatchets up close and personal last week against the Lakers. They look phenomenal. And for the Hatchets, it starts on defense. They have allowed 14 points in this 4-game winning streak. Their defense is what sets the tone. They have enough offensive weapons. A hybrid of what they ran last year. Vinny Blackstock had a bad game last week by his own admission, and they still pulled away from Lakers. So I think they're going to give Ubley all they can handle. I'm going with the Hatchets in this one.
I certainly think this is going to be a very quality game, and I will be a believer if they go into Ubley and beat Ubley. I will take Ubley in this game until proven different. I know that teams had a young quarterback. Their defense has not been up to standard, but they got a couple excellent running backs there, and Colin Obersky and Carson Haleski, and I still think those two guys are good enough to carry that Ubley team at home.
You're right, Dave. The one loss that Bad Axe had was week one to Sandusky. They had problems with the wing tee. Ubley runs the wing tee very, very well, as we know. So it'll be interesting to see how this defense has adjusted since that week one loss. But I think Bad Axe momentum's a great thing. And Bad Axe has momentum, and they have the belief now. You know, things have changed here in Bad Axe, but they got to win this week. And that's probably likely for a home playoff game.
And another great thing are our wonderful sponsors of tonight's game, and it's time for another short break. When we return, we'll have our USA Patriots up online, and we'll discuss them in thorough detail. It's all right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWSports.com. It's the game of the week, USA at Harbor Beach, right here on Sports Radio 102.1, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
October is here. The weather is cooling off, but the deals are getting hotter at Thumb Cellular. Upgrade to any new smartphone and get a $50 credit. Or receive a $100 credit if you add a line to a new or existing account. And if you're a fan of iPhones, save even more on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. In support of Distracted Driving Awareness Month, all hand-free accessories are 10 to 25% off. For more ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or head to your local Thumb Cellular office today. Don't forget your face mask. Offers valid through October 31st, 2020. Terms and conditions apply. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract. At Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk of the Thumb.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to